Oh, you're a lifesaver. Thank you. Thanks.
Poor girl.
Oh, we're keeping it a surprise.
Girl.
It could be. Thanks for coming out.
Hello and welcome back to Real Horror Show. I am your host, Samantha, and I am joined, as always, by Stormy Skies.
Yes, hello, it's me.
They know it's you because I introduced you.
Oh, right.
It's been, what, 2 weeks since we recorded?
Yeah, because our last recording was like in October.
Yeah.
October 13th.
It's just been busy wallowing in self-pity.
Yeah, it's a busy, busy life to lead when you do that all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's see. So today, instead of recording in my room because my uncle is doing laundry downstairs, I'm recording in our attic room.
Ooh, scary.
Actually, it's not, because to go into the architecture of my house, because it's interesting conversation and kind of has to do with the movie, in my opinion.
Okay.
The house, we're only the second family to live in this house. It was built by the original owners.
Yeah.
And it's designed for a family. So there's a, like, two bedrooms and then a Jack and Jill bathroom. They're combined by a hallway. And then right next to my bathroom is a stairwell leading to the fourth floor we call the penthouse, which was designed to be a playroom for the kids.
Oh.
So it's a finished room, and it used to be my cousin's bedroom.
Nice.
But it's sort of a storage area now. In fact, I slept up here for a month during a holiday vacation in undergrad.
Oh, I see.
It's not a bad area. It's just no one's up here, so, like, on the other side near the window, there's, like, just a graveyard of stink bugs. And I really, if this turns into a regular recording space for me, since my room picks up the vibrations because I'm right above the laundry room.
Yeah.
I might just make this into my recording area, which is pretty ghetto because I just have my laptop on top of a naked mattress from my old apartment.
It's pretty and raw.
I'm surrounded by just Star Wars collectibles, and then my other cousins.
Nice.
Shit, because they're traveling the world, so they just left all their shit here.
They're traveling the world. Ain't got time to pack up.
Yeah.
Wait, Sam, we didn't tell our listeners what the movie even was.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I don't even have fucking Wikipedia pulled up. Stormy, go, quick, pull it up.
Oh, shit. Okay, here we go.
Pull up the summary. Okay, so today we're discussing 13 Cameras.
Uh-huh, 13 Cameras.
Which is a fairly recent horror movie. It's at least 2015, I think.
Oh, yeah. It's 2015. Let's see.
You want to read that first paragraph shit?
Fucking hell, there's, like, no Wikipedia for it.
God damn it.
Hang on.
So, we're improving this.
Hold up. We'll just do it from fucking...
It's about douchebag husband IMDb. And won't shut up about baby wife.
No one heeds the suspicions of a young woman whose uneasy feelings about an intrusive landlord turn out to be connected to a hidden series of cameras on the property she's renting from him. It's not a very good synopsis, but...
That's basically the movie.
Yeah. Boom.
Which I've decided that her initial suspicions of him are a little unfounded, especially at the end where you see another pretty neighbor lady.
Yeah.
in a building he manages, and she's like, hey, my shower's not working. Could you come fix it? And he's like, yeah, tomorrow. And she's like, thanks, Jer. Like,
Jer.
She's not a judgmental bitch.
No,
I just think
not.
The blonde girl was a judgmental bitch.
I agree.
Granted, her judgments were completely founded, but still, she based them off how he looked
exactly.
and how he smelled.
But
which
let's,
was,
yeah.
Which is super cunty.
It is. But listen.
Is that the first time we've said cunt on the podcast?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe. Wow.
Historical moment.
Yeah, we just got a badge.
It's okay for us to say it. It's our word as women.
Yes, it is. So, but no, I agree. Also, are they like renting a house?
See, I'm... That's,
what the fuck? Why are they renting a house? I buy it.
Like, I'm kind of confused about the architecture of this whole thing.
Yeah.
Because the other lady's living in an apartment, right?
Yeah, yeah, because she's on the second floor.
So...
Some shit.
Is it...
I don't know. Maybe he just, like, owns different properties because he's, like...
Maybe it's...
You know?
A few miles up the road from me, there's, like, a housing development that has... That rents, like, nice houses mm-hmm. and apartments/townhouses.
Right.
So maybe it's that kind of situation.
Yeah, it could
but
be.
But it's just very confusing because they also have a pool at the house.
Yeah, they do.
They mentioned no one's ever out by it. So does that mean it's, like, the complex's pool and he was just fucking this girl in a public pool?
No, because it was right outside in their backyard, so it had to be their
okay.
pool.
Yeah, there's... I like this movie. I really do like this movie. There's just
yeah
parts where it doesn't feel... There are a lot of weird little plot holes.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, you're exactly right. There are a little bit.
So I guess we'll get to that when we get to story. So let's just go ahead and talk about
yeah.
characters. And by characters, I mean character.
Yeah, seriously.
The only one to actually talk about is Neville Archibald.
Neville Archibald or something.
Archibald,
okay.
Hey, yeah, your note says it all. He's the only one worth talking about.
He's the only person we need to talk about at this point.
Because
yeah.
He's the only one who has substance to work with as an actor.
Exactly. He's incredible. Like, once the movie opens, you just see him and his... Like, he looks terrifying, so the chick has, like, good reason to, like, be creeped out by him. However, he's, like, extremely handy, so he, like, fixes everything pretty good. So, like, don't you think that, like, handymen have that, like, really rugged look? But he just looks, like, scary because he, his expression.
I think that's just handy. I mean, yeah, he's scarier than most handymen, but yeah. My family owns apartments, so we're very close with our handyman / contractor.
Yeah.
And he's very rugged.
Is he rugged?
And just the handymen at an apartment I lived during undergrad, they looked rugged too.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the handyman look because they're these men who actually, you know, are from an older generation typically and know how to get shit done.
Yeah, they can fix everything. Everything.
Oh my god, our contractor Ernie, he's the best. He completely redid my aunt and uncle's bathroom. I should send you a picture of it because it's fucking gorgeous.
Oh,
and
yeah.
They used to have a one of those jet tubs.
Oh, cool.
That they never used, so they just used that wiring to make a heated floor.
Nice.
And right now he's redoing our sunroom.
Oh, cool.
In case you can't tell, listener at home, I live in a very big fancy house.
Yes, she really does.
And
sunroom.
And I'm sure creepy guy in this movie has the ability to basically make whatever he does have the ability to make
he
whatever the fuck
he
wants.
He made the soundproof room.
Yeah. So don't fuck with your handyman. No. Treat them with respect.
Yes.
Because they probably know how to keep you captive for years.
Yeah, because listen, he was just looking out for them. The only thing
he was
doing wrong was just, like, watching them.
Yeah.
With the cameras. But then once the fucking husband started cheating on the wife, he got vengeful because he liked the wife a lot because she's pregnant.
I get the feeling he liked the couple in general
yeah.
up until the husband started cheating on them. I think he was just kind of getting off more to the happy marriage than he was to the wife alone.
Yes. Okay.
Because he's living alone, and he's just watching this should-be-happy couple plan for their marriage, and I think that's creepier than just, like, wanking it to the pregnant wife.
Actually, I think I made a, note saying, like, why it was important that they did show masturbation whenever, like, they did have the cameras, because it's because, like, it's terrifying that he has the fiber optics everywhere, especially in the toilet, too. He has it everywhere. So people are like, oh, yeah, that's really creepy. But then, like, when you put, like, the scene up where, like, they actually show him, like, doing that while she's showering, it's like, whoa. Like, you know, you have to, like, take a step back and be like, do I have, like, cameras in my home? It makes you kind of, like, wonder. Because, like, everything up until that point when you see, like, that kind of thing happen, you know, in response to seeing a girl in the shower, it, like, freaks people out. That's like a very real like fear for people.
And I thought it was very nicely done. They didn't add that like gross sound effect. Have you seen the remake? Have you seen the remake of Psycho with Vince Vaughn as a Norman Bates?
No.
Cuz it's a shot for shot remake, so they have the part where he's staring at her through the wall. But of course they have to add like he's actually masturbating, which I find the original creepy where he was just watching her not masturbating.
Yes.
Because, one, it's Vince Vaughn, and of course the movie came out before he was Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
But I watched it in 2009 when he was Vince Vaughn, so it doesn't fit. And then they add this, like, that sound effect they always use, which is like a rubber glove filled with gelatin.
Oh, yeah. That's gross.
Have filmmakers ever actually wanked it off? Because penises are not slimy. They don't make, like, that weird...
I know, that's really gross, man.
Like, I don't think they even would with lotion. I've never masturbated a penis, but...
Okay, wait, moving on. Let's just talk about Neville Archambault a little bit more and how he looks. Okay.
I didn't actually look up a picture of what he looks like IRL. Let me do that while you talk.
Do that, like, because once he graces the screen, he's got, like, really great weird, like, hair that's all crazy, and then he has these creepy glasses, and he's got this expression where his mouth's kind of gaping open all the time, and his piercing blue eyes, but his body is, like, super bulky. Like, he's like a bodybuilder. I don't know if he's like a bodybuilder.
He looks super normal IRL.
Doesn't look like pretty cool, like a cool dude, but they make him look so creepy.
It's just like Charlize Theron monster transformation.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. And he's so that's just crazy. Glasses, and then they give him like this weird hairpiece thing, and they say like gape your mouth open and don't make any expression and don't speak.
Yeah, he does look like he's just a bodybuilder.
Doesn't he look like a bodybuilder? Because at one point he gets out of
there's a lot of pictures of him. I think he might have been a pro wrestler at one point, because there's a bunch of pictures. Let me actually look up his IMDb.
Let's do that.
Or not Wikipedia page, if he has one.
Yeah, because he is great, and he wears those shirts with like the open V-neck, but it's okay because his chest is so expanded that it's like he's just such a big dude, so I'm like, he can take out anybody, like, seriously, like, watch out.
I actually really like those shirts he wears.
Me too. He looks pretty
I kind of want one.
I know,
like, just that henry. Like V-neck.
Yeah,
that would be a nice shirt to wear with a pair of leggings
and yeah,
just a nice comfy shirt.
But yeah, he is just a great character, because you kind of watch him go through like setting up the cameras, and then since he's able to watch them, he notices details. Like, the couple has a dog, so he starts to feed the dog like bacon burgers, so it likes him and it won't bark at him ever if he needs to go in.
Sorry, he apparently has a public Facebook page where you can add him as a friend, so I got a little distracted.
Yo, seriously?
Yeah,
should add him.
Okay.
After
watching this movie,
I know, okay. I'm kind of scared too, but and then the details he notices, also the way that his smell is described. The girl says he smells like mayonnaise, which is like totally gross. And then at one point he's in their bathroom and then he puts her toothbrush like in his mouth and stuff. And like, so nasty. That totally turns my stomach. Because I hate like the whole act of toothbrushing anyway and like toothpaste and stuff. So it's like so gross. Oh my God.
Since you like how we sometimes bring up current events on the podcast, have you heard about the fucking crazy bitch who like rubbed used tampons on her roommate's bags and shit?
No.
Jazzy something. What? Yeah. Like, it's totally race-related because I read the whole story and the thing she posted on her Instagram was, I did it, I got rid of my roommate, bye-bye Jamaican Barbie.
Wow.
So it was totally race-related, but throughout their time living together, this white bitch kept, you know, putting her roommate's toothbrush in places where it didn't belong and putting bloody tampons by her roommate's face while she slept and rubbing bloody tampons on her bag and shit.
It's fucking nasty.
Yeah. Like, and her roommate kept getting sick with, like, a viral infection, and the doctors couldn't figure out why, so finally she moved out to, like, live in a different dorm, like an isolated dorm, away from, without a roommate.
Right. A single.
And it's like, that's so gross, and I hope the cunt gets, like, jail time, because that's, like, attempted murder, seriously.
Wow.
In my opinion.
Damn, yeah.
Because you never know what someone else's immune system is like.
That's true. Exactly right. That'll fuck them
but
up.
Yeah, that reminded me.
Did that remind you of that?
Yeah. So I guess.
Yeah.
To go to the husband and wife, I think my biggest issue with them lies in the writing of their characters, where they don't feel like a real couple to me.
I agree.
Because the writer was focusing too hard on making this guy seem like a one-dimensional asshole and making the wife seem like a one-dimensional lady, and in that sense she's really annoying, because honestly 90% of her dialogue has to do with the fucking baby.
I know, right?
I can understand why he's annoyed, and why I don't know how she's making friends, because she's just like, oh, the baby this, oh, the baby that.
And then she does like stupid shit like, I'm going to the potluck tonight, then to the book club at the library.
Yeah.
Like, how, like, are you fucking 80?
Like, a real couple. Both people are assholes sometimes. Both people are saints sometimes. Right. That's a real relationship. I know I'm an asshole. David calls me out for being an asshole sometimes.
Nice.
I call him out for being an asshole. That's a real couple.
Yeah.
And, like, I would have cared a lot more about them if they were actually portrayed as a dynamic representation of what it's like to be in a relationship, planning for your first baby. Because that's a, for both people, that's a scary situation.
Yeah, I know, right?
I listened to a podcast and they just had their second baby, but when they had their first baby, she was like, yeah, right up to the week I was about to give birth, I was like, I don't think I can do this. I don't think I'm ready.
Yeah.
Like, even if you plan a baby, you suddenly will have these regrets about doing it, because that's a huge shift in your relationship, and I don't think...
It's a huge life event.
And I don't think the writers did a good job portraying that.
I agree. I mean,
and I think the actors did the best they could with what they were given.
Yeah,
but
like, I don't know. It's just that they were married, but their relationship doesn't seem like a married couple. It seems like a boyfriend girlfriend type situation instead. But they're married, so it's just really awkward.
And they go into that a bit while he's in the pool with Hannah. He talks about how she is older than him. She's 30 and he's 27. Mm-hmm. And he just talks about how they kind of rushed into everything because
she wanted a baby.
I guess her body, which she's 30. Like,
right.
The average age for having kids now is closer to 40, which is a little scary since the older you get, the more likely it is your baby's going to have
problems.
Not to sound ableist or anything, but it's true.
It's biologically accurate.
Yeah, so as long as you make at least one baby by the time you're 35, you're golden.
Yeah, exactly.
And that fucking rocking chair.
Oh my God, I was about to bring that up. It's like, oh, I want to go get this rocking chair. It's like 2 hours away. We'll get lunch. But then when they get home, she sits in it. I'm like, why didn't you sit in it when you got it?
it's just like the one my mommy used to have.
Right.
Well, why don't you ask your mom if she still has it?
Like, but seriously, she gets home and sits in it. It's like, it's not comfortable. I'm like, then why didn't you sit in it when you drove there to get it?
They make a lot of illogical decisions.
What is wrong with you?
She's also super uncomfortable around the handyman, yet she decides to willingly stay in the apartment by herself so he can come fix the toilet.
Yeah, she doesn't have to be
I don't know about
there.
You, but I usually try to be out of the apartment when my handyman
Me too.
Come.
Yeah, same here. I used to do that all the time when I was in Alexandria. I made sure that I was like, just go in. You can go in without me being there. And I would schedule it for when I worked, like, 9 to 5.
Yeah. Same. Most of my big repairs, I would just schedule when I was out of town because I knew my apartment would be clean. I'd always clean before I left for a week.
Nice.
And I'd just be like, hey, I'm out of town Monday through whenever. If you could come fix this, I would greatly appreciate it, sir.
Yes, sir.
Because it's awkward for both parties to just kind of be there, especially yeah. when your apartment is the size ours
yeah.
were in Alexandria. Mm-hmm. In fact, I was in a studio, and my apartment was slightly bigger than yours yeah, as a one-bedroom.
Exactly.
And most of the time, they would come and fix my washing machine.
Uh-huh.
And that's... You've been in my apartment once there, and that was, like, between my living area and my bedroom area.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was just weird and awkward.
No. What was wrong with it?
It just... It paused itself and then wouldn't start again.
That sucks. God damn it.
Yeah. But at least I had a washing machine in my apartment.
Yeah, lucky you. I had
And I was in a fucking studio.
Mine's downstairs. Quote unquote. I know.
If you're ever moving to the Alexandria area, I highly recommend Post Carlisle Square.
Yeah. I highly do not recommend Fox Chase.
Really?
0
See,
out of 10.
I looked at Fox Chase when I was getting ready
Could
to move
Could you imagine
to
if we both lived in Fox Chase?
That would have been rad. That
would have been really cool. Ride the bus together every day.
That would be adorable.
That'd be cute.
But then I would have never discovered that barbecue place. And
that's true, and that was a life changer.
Best chocolate cake and best
game changer
cornbread and best amazing nachos.
Yeah.
In fact, I've been thinking of David brought up the cornbread the other day because we were having it with dinner, mm-hmm. and because they really do have the best cornbread. I want to tell Nicole to go over there and just. Overnight us some cornbread.
Overnight us some cornbread. Poor Nicole. That would that would totally suck. Like, she'd have to go all the way there and be like, hey guys, I need some cornbread. Wow. But she'd do it.
Pack it in with a bunch of napkins. I'm gonna mail it to someone.
Oh god. Let's move on to story and writing.
Yeah, since we kind of talked about that with the couple.
Okay, yeah.
I said that the husband clearly has a type, airheaded blondes.
Yeah.
Because both the wife and Hannah.
Yes.
Were super airheaded.
Super airheaded. You're exactly right. How did he score either? Dude, I agree with your second note. How did he score these women? He's like a total a-hole loser guy who's just like a computer
geek. He's not even that cute.
I know. I'm like, he looks like
I still blame the writers for making him just such a one-dimensional asshole. They didn't give him any qualities for me to understand why
I know.
Either of these gorgeous women would want to be with him.
He's like an a-hole, and then he's also like kind of weird looking and gross. So I'm like, seriously? And he's like the scrawny little
yeah.
douchebag, and I'm like, fuck you, man. Like,
so I hope he's making like a decent amount of money.
Yeah.
At whatever he's doing. I just assume he's a computer programmer because he kind of looks like Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, kind of. Oh my god. And then, like, going off of the one-dimensional thing, it's a one-dimensional, like cop-out story of, like, mm-hmm. husband cheats on wife with assistant from work. Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. I wasn't sure if I should bring that up or not. But...
So lame. It's like, seriously. Oh, she's from work? She's his assistant. Of course she is. Why does she like him?
It's...
What?
Like, if you're going to cheat on your wife, cheat on her with someone who isn't directly involved with your daily life.
Exactly. And then, like, someone who's not going to roll up to your house and, like, give you a fucking booster. Like, a cell phone booster.
Right?
And then don't tell your best friend, because clearly he's not your best friend because he told his girlfriend, and his girlfriend is going to tell your wife, and it's like all just going to come back to you. So, like, how does that work? Dang.
Okay, let's
clearly
see.
They like Claire, Her name's Claire, right? Better than the guy.
I think so. See, I don't even remember the husband's
name. I don't know the husband's name. I think the girl's name is Claire, though.
Yeah, that sounds about basic enough for her.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, I wrote Claire. Right there.
See, I'm on my phone now looking at my notes. Okay, so... Hannah shows up to the house alone, and Neville is there waiting for her. Garrett is his character name, right?
Garrett, okay. I think so. I don't know.
Okay. So she gets kidnapped and is held hostage in the actual house. That and as far as kidnappers go, I would say he's pretty nice.
Yeah, he is pretty nice. He doesn't, like, hurt her.
He brings her Wendy's and buys her a pretty dress.
I know, right? Yeah, he does. And he, like, gives her that thing to, like, poop and pee in and stuff.
That's my next note. So, with how her hands are tied
wall.
Yeah, how did she position herself to go in the toilet?
How did she, like, pull her pants down to do so?
Yeah.
Because she's wearing jeans. I don't know.
Explain.
Maybe Jared is down there and helps her.
Yeah, maybe he helps her, like, uncuffs her for 10 minutes, lets her do her business, and then...
Yeah, and then cuffs her back up.
Yeah. And I also made the note that I think Hannah's the real villain of the movie.
Me too. She's, like, obsessed with that guy, and she keeps showing up like, I'm not leaving until you tell Claire. I'm gonna stay here all night. It's like, but then he's mean to her, and he's like, get the fuck out of here. He, like, says, like, get the fuck out of here to her. I'm not like, wow, that's really mean, dude. Like, she could, like, ruin everything, so, like, don't say that to her.
Right.
You know, and like, what?
Then when she does escape, even though she covers up the camera.
Yeah.
She should be aware that escaping with the camera that he's going to see regardless, because...
Covering up the camera just, like, isn't doing you any good. Sorry.
Yeah, she should know that that's going to cause some real issues for the people living in the house, and what do you know? It did. Like, there's a Ron Howard voiceover there.
Is it?
Did you ever watch Arrested Development?
No, dude, I'm sorry.
God damn, you need to watch more good comedy TV shows so you get my references.
Sorry, I'm too busy watching all these horror movies so I can get smart.
How do you get smart when everybody makes stupid decisions in this movie?
I don't know. We learn how to not do that. We learn how to learn from their mistakes. Yeah.
Okay, so...
So,
on stupid decision number one, Hannah notices the camera in the... Mm-hmm. wall in the front house, and she leaves to go tell her husband.
You mean Claire? Claire.
Yeah. Yes, Claire.
Yeah.
And I don't know why she would leave rather than just call him, because if she's concerned about it, think somebody's watching her, then maybe she should think, hey, if they saw me notice the camera, maybe they'll come remove it and I'll just look crazy. Because... I wouldn't leave. I would just call someone to come check it out.
Same here. Or I would, like, pull it out myself.
Right.
You know what I mean? I'd be like, oh, there's a camera. Like, if I, like, see one and it freaks me out because I know I didn't put it there, I'd immediately try to disable it.
And they're gone for hours. It's daytime when she notices it, and it's pitch black when they come back.
Right, yeah. So where do they go? God.
Is her husband staying, like, 3 hours away?
I don't know, probably.
And then when he's actually in the house, well, he's not even in the house yet, they're just running around like, we should call the cops. I would get my ass out of that house, because they have two fucking cars in the driveway.
Yeah, they right? do, or something.
And the husband runs out into the front lawn at least once. I would get my pregnant wife out of that house and driving away in a car.
Yeah.
And then fucking Hannah, she just sticks by the goddamn pool to make the phone call when there's a set of stairs leading away from the house right next to her.
I know. But rest in peace.
I really do like this movie, though. I really
Me
do.
Me too. I like it a lot. It's just we have to go through...
The characters are just so
retarded. We have to go through what the characters do. Also, the fact that, like, Claire makes him come fix the toilet, and she's scared to be alone with him. But then, like, it's when he touches her stomach. And he says, like, girl. And then he, like, leaves. I'm like, that's creepy, because he just, like, you never know if he's actually going to touch somebody or not, but he, like, just does it. So that's his.
And he's wrong, right?
Because yeah,
the baby at the end is a boy.
Yeah.
Which he's had her locked up for a long time in that case.
I said, P.S., he says it's going to be a girl, but ends up being a boy. I think that that's his own twisted logic, that he is trying to say that he, like, cares about her carrying a baby. Yeah,
I think he just really
trying to show his
wants a family, hence why he took the pregnant lady and is keeping the child.
Exactly. Oh, man.
But again, he doesn't have to feed them. He goes out of his way and spends money on their Wendy's.
Yeah, I think that whenever the kills happen, I, like, made a note of this, it's circumstantial and it's not planned.
Yeah.
It's just, like, he keeps Hannah, but she keeps trying to escape, so he has to kill her, and then, like, he has to kill the guy because he's gonna, like, call the cops, but he doesn't have, like... Claire doesn't do anything that he has to kill her, so he just keeps her down there because he doesn't want to kill. It just happens, and he has to save himself.
Yeah. Are we victim blaming right now?
Claire. Claire's no victim.
All of them.
Victim blaming.
Had you not tried to escape, you'd still be alive.
You'd still be alive. Exactly.
Oh, man.
Production.
Okay, this is...
Would this fall under production? Because I'm just really confused about the toilet camera.
The toilet camera.
Like, I get the purpose of the toilet camera. You get a nice close-up of the vagina and the buttocks, which I think I put this under production notes. There are a lot of ass shots in this movie.
Yeah, you did put that.
Of Hannah.
Yeah.
Rather than boob shots, which...
Yeah, no boob shots, just ass.
There's, like, a brief one while Hannah and husband are in the shower.
Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Which is a terrible place to put your person you're cheating on your wife with.
In the house all the time. Just constantly in the house.
Because if you're in the shower, you're not going to hear when your wife comes home.
Exactly. Exactly. He's just so sure that she's going to be home when she says she's going to be home that he's okay with it. He's so confident.
He's so trusting.
I know. He's so let's see. The suspensefulness of the movie is really good. From the beginning, it really builds up well because it's got a slow burn, which I really like. There's not a lot of violence at all, except for the end whenever it has to happen. It's still scary.
And it feels really deserved when you finally get to the killing portion.
It does.
Like, you know it's coming, but you just... don't know when and how it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Or who it's going to be, or, like, if who's going to get who.
Yeah.
But then it happens the way that you think it is, because it's, like, the husband has, like, a hammer, like, he's going to get Jer, but, like, Jer gets him instead with one hit, and he's dead. He hits him on the head one time, and then he dies. I'm like, whoa, is he dead already?
But, yeah, back to the toilet camera real quick, because I didn't bring up my point.
Of course.
But... is it also a night vision camera? Because once the person sits down, it's going to black out all the light. So I don't really...
It's got to be a night vision camera, maybe. I'm sure they all could do that.
Do asses look good in night vision?
Maybe he wants to see every angle. He wants to cover all his bases.
Okay, I suppose. And maybe the cameras didn't even start as a creepy, pervy thing. Maybe he just had a really bad tenant one time.
Yeah, maybe.
Who fucked up the apartment.
Exactly. And now he's, like, upgrading to fiber optics.
Yeah, he just wants to, if someone fucks something up, he wants to have video evidence.
Exactly right.
That it was them.
Exactly right.
We have really fucked up morals.
I know, right? Also, another thing about this movie that it's something that I usually hate, but it works well in this movie, is that whenever the kills happen, the camera cuts away. And usually I hate that, but in this film it works because the whole time nothing was ever in our face. It kind of unfolded for us. Like, the whole time we didn't... What the fuck did I say? Like, we didn't know why he needed... like chains at one point, or like this at one point, or that at one point, but then we like find out another hour into mm-hmm. the film, like, oh, he needs chains because he's going to tie up Hannah. You know what I mean? Like, I thought he was yeah. getting chains to hold the door shut at one point, because I was like, doesn't he use that to do that? But
well, he got those chains at the beginning of the movie, yeah. before they even moved in. So I wonder what those were for. Were they originally for something else, and then he just repurposed them?
Maybe.
Keep Hannah locked up? Or
you never know.
Does he just have a secret room in every property he owns where he's keeping someone held hostage?
Yeah. I mean, he does say it's the owner's closet, so they shouldn't be going in there anyway. So I could mm-hmm. understand if he's, like, using it to reinforce, like, the room to keep it closed. So his tenants don't fuck with it. I don't know. It's just bizarre. It's just bizarre to rent a house.
Yeah.
I'm still, like, confused. I'm like, is it a house? Which... Buy a house, guys. Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, I have friends who are renting a house right now. Oh, okay. And it's a pretty nice house. And around here, you can rent a house for the price I was renting my studio apartment in Alexandria for. So I can see the appeal of renting a house.
Right.
In fact, that's a lot of the property around here, is you can rent a house or you can get a decent apartment. And I'm on the fence about what I want when the time comes for David and I to get a place together.
Yeah.
But after seeing this movie, I'm not sure I would want to rent a house, because you're not going to have the, like...
The freedom that you would have if it, you owned it.
Well, it's not that, because even if we got an apartment, we wouldn't have the freedom of if we owned a piece of property. It's more of a... With apartments like Fox Chase and Post Carlisle, you have... definite renters' rights, and they're under a big umbrella corporation. Mm-hmm. But when you rent a house, typically it is just owned by someone who's not, like, part of a big corporation of renters. So you get these creepos and Craigslist ads. And
right,
I hope
right.
I'm making my point clear.
No, you're fine.
It's not so much the idea of renting a house.
Yeah.
It's the idea of who I'm renting that house from.
Exactly.
And I'm in a nice little part of Virginia where everybody just talks and is friendly to each other. My cousin's husband, who was staying here last week, he kept ordering stuff because they're low-key moving into this house.
Right.
he kept ordering stuff and he kept commenting, the UPS people here are so friendly. They just talk to you and ask you how your day's going. So, like, I don't think there are bad people yeah. here. It's just, I've watched this movie now. And
yeah, this movie makes you think,
it's something
like,
in the back of my mind.
Because whenever, like, other people talk to Jer, like, the police, like, he's, like, a super nice dude.
Yeah.
Because when, about the rent, he's like, times are tough. And he's like, wow, I wish you were my landlord.
Yeah.
You know, like, Sam.
It's really just Claire
just
who
be front.
Judges him.
I know. And she pays like, for it.
And everybody else we see Jer interact with, they're like, wow, you're a really nice landlord.
Jer's a bro, yeah.
It's like, maybe if Claire wasn't such a judgmental bitch, she wouldn't be locked up in the
yeah, well, now she's paying for it now, right? God.
Yeah. Don't be a bitch to your landlord, and you won't get locked up in a closet.
It's great that he keeps them in the house. You know what I mean? Like, you would never know. It's great. He makes it so soundproof that, like, Hannah's, like, screaming constantly, mm-hmm. and no one can even hear her, and they're just, like, she's, like, right there under their noses. That's brilliant.
I think it would have been hilarious if he never killed anybody. He just kept Hannah locked there and conveniently left his owner's closet unlocked one day.
Yeah.
And Claire goes in there and sees Hannah locked up and blames the husband, and that's how the movie ends.
Yeah, that would be kind of funny.
Like, that's Jer's endgame, just ruin marriages worst possible way.
Also, the last thing about Jer is, like, the fact that he has barely any dialogue. He says maybe, like, a handful mm-hmm. of things. The whole movie is creepy. Because he doesn't need to say anything. He's so scary.
Right. He's just a socially awkward fella, and that's not something to be ashamed of.
I know, right?
Until, I guess, he starts killing people and spying on them with 13 cameras, but, you know.
13. Are they really, are there actually 13, or are there more, or less?
I didn't count. I expected you to count.
Shit, I should have counted. Let me do my kill count. Which,
when I was just searching Netflix to get to the movie, I typed in 13, and 13 is a very popular number to have in the title of your property. 13 going on 30. 13 Reasons Why. Our next movie is 13 Demons.
Oh, really? Yeah. I was wondering what our next movie was.
Which I'm sure that's going to be a treat.
13 Demons. Hold up.
I'm not the biggest fan of, like, demon possession movies just because...
2016.
You got The Exorcist. That's really all you need.
What the fuck is with this... The cover, the, like, movie cover thing looks like a video game.
Right?
Am I about to play a video game right now?
I mean, that's part of the reason I wanted to do this podcast is you have, like, little hidden gems like 13 cameras that get ignored by mainstream media. And then you have just piles of crap, like I'm assuming 13 Demons is going
to
be.
Here, let me just quickly read what it's about real quick. I'm on IMDb right now. I have to read this to you.
That's actually something we should probably do, is read the synopsis of our next movie. But go ahead.
It's hilarious. Gary and his friends, who are into gaming, Renaissance fairs, and various unsavory vices, stumble across a rare medieval board game called 13 Demons. They discover the game has a dark history and was banned from most countries long ago for strange and mysterious reasons, including unexplained deaths attributed to the game.
Oh my god. Oh my
god. Blah, blah, blah. But,
oh my god.
Isn't that ridiculous? This is gonna be a real treat.
It will be.
You're fucking right. Oh my god, their cast list is like player one, player two, player three. Fuck out of here. Fuck out of here. I'm so done. Alright, I can't wait to watch it.
We're four movies in and you're already done. I'm gonna have to find a new co-host.
No. Alright, let's, talk about the realistic aspects of the film, 13 Cameras, real quick. I made a small list.
I think I touched on that with my new found fear of just renting from a non-corporate...
Yeah, just like from a person and not
company.
Like a... Yeah, exactly.
Let's see. Soundproofing is a realistic scary thing.
Are you looking at my notes?
Yeah, I assume you need to get, you're going to have to get over that fear, because eventually when you and I are in the place where...
Soundproofing. Ooh, scary. No, the first, it's surveillance inside the home / landlords is backwards logic, because you want surveillance because you want to keep yourself safe. But what if you think that your landlord is watching you? Then you don't want surveillance. So it's like, whoa, what do you do to be safe? How can you be safe? Are you even safe in your own home? I mean, watching you is kind of creepy, but you're still safe. So what kind of decision-making can you have if you want surveillance? You know what I mean? Like, how...
Yeah.
I don't know.
See, I make mistakes by watching, like, people like Rainbot and Kaylee Elise and Rob Dyke on YouTube, who do, like... Mostly Rainbot does dark web stuff, and I covered my webcams for a little while because...
Dude, I still cover my
people
webcams.
People can hack your surveillance system.
I know,
webcams.
We watched the video. There's the video about it. We should probably put that video on here if I can still find it. Where it's really easy to, like, get this program where you can just, like, hack into any surveillance camera that's connected to the internet.
Yeah.
Which is everything. It's crazy.
I decided to get over that fear because, honestly, if someone's watching me, they have more issues than I do because I'm a very boring person.
Dude, I always keep my webcam covered. That's why there's that orange thing. It's my post-it note. I'm freaking out, man. But yeah, it's a... What the fuck is that thing called that you can like, look at people? Hang on. It's called... It's this. It's called, there's a video of it, and it's called, Drinking from the Caffeine Fire Hose We Know is Shodan. It's Shodan. That's, like, the program that you can use to, like, hack into whatever, like, camera systems, like, whatever system that's connected to the internet that doesn't have, like, you know, its own, like, encryption or anything like that. Mm-hmm. Here, let me send you this YouTube link so maybe we could put it on, like... the website after we post this video so people can, like, or this podcast, we can, like, show people and they can look into it.
All right.
This is what we had to watch for class that one time.
We had to watch something for class?
This was one of the videos that we had to watch for whose class? I think it was Arnie's. And I watched
it. Yeah, it would probably be Arnie's because, one, you remember it, so it definitely wasn't Alphonse's class. Yeah. Which, Alphonse probably didn't even listen to the first episode, so fuck Alphonse.
Yeah, seriously, what an a-hole. He's supposed to support us as a teacher.
I took the final report we had to write for his class to my interview yesterday, mm-hmm. just because I wanted to take a diverse sample of my writing.
Yeah.
And I had to explain to them, I'm not sure how good this paper actually is because I never actually got feedback on it. Because he just abandoned us after.
He did abandon us. He was like, sorry, oh, all my stuff got lost in Scotland, oh, grades.
Granted, he's not as bad as another professor, the accounting professor that we didn't have, but a few other people in the class had.
Right, yep, I heard, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But still.
I'm glad we didn't have to have another accounting class.
Yeah.
That would have sucked, anyway.
I mean, it's probably good for our other business, but whatever. You know. Nicole took it, so we're fine.
Yeah, we're fine. Another, do you think obsession is a good realistic mm-hmm. aspect? Because he gets obsessed yeah. with watching them.
I mean, isn't there an Oxygen TV series?
Called Obsessed?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about?
Well,
is it called Obsessed?
I've heard of it, but I haven't watched it. Hang on. Obsessed.
Or is it on True TV? True TV used to be Crime TV, and they used to have a lot of really good shows.
It's on...
Unless there still is a Crime TV, and I'm just hallucinating. Maybe True TV and Crime TV are...
It's on A&E.
Obsessed is on A&E.
Yes.
I think it's also syndicated on Oxygen, because I remember seeing it on Oxygen. But yeah, Obsessed is just all about...
People being obsessed with stuff?
No, it's about crimes that occur because people became obsessed with a certain...
Oh.
thing in their life, like riches or people or something like that. Forensic Files on Netflix also has a lot of those stories where a stalker became obsessed with this lady and blah blah blah.
I see.
I watch a lot of true crime TV series because David's into them because of his career path and shit. So yeah, a lot of crazy shit can happen because someone gets obsessed with a person or what the person has or anything, really.
Ah. I see.
Yeah.
A lot of these people, I'm looking at the show, and like it looks like a lot of the people have like this thing called mysophobia, which is like germophobia, and it's like a pathological fear of contamination and germs. That's very scary. But, I see. Well, that's cool. I'll have to, like, watch. I don't have regular TV, so I can't watch it. I'll watch something on Netflix.
Yeah. Watch Forensic Files.
Okay.
Or if you have Hulu. Do you have Amazon Prime?
I'm logged in with somebody else's information, yes.
Okay. I think Amazon Prime has all of Unsolved Mysteries on it.
Oh, okay.
So you can also check that out.
Yeah.
But we should probably wrap this up because you have to go to work soon and I should go to the gym.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, cool. So let me look at the outro.
Because I'm trying to lose a lot of weight for your wedding.
Okay.
So I can be prettier than the bride.
No problem, man.
I mean, it shouldn't be difficult because the bride has a giant tattoo on her forehead that says psycho. And...
I don't even know what it says anymore, man. I don't look in the mirror. I'm too ashamed of my mistake.
God bless Luke for marrying a female bodybuilder.
I know, right? He was never intimidated by me, which is why we fell in love in the first place. We're living in perfect harmony. All right, I'm going to do the outro.
No, wait, what would you rate this movie? God damn it.
Oh, you know what? I would rate it, fuck yeah, that fucked me up. Because it is really scary. Like, shit, it man. Is. I don't want to be watched.
like,
what do we learn from that?
Maybe not super scary for us since we like have dedicated part of our lives to horror movies.
Yeah.
But for a normie,
this is
I try to think of normies when I read these movies. I would definitely give it a fuck yeah.
Oh yeah, of course.
For a normie, it would probably really fuck them up, especially if they're like just not into horror movies if they watch this and they're renting from a non-organized. They're not renting from an organization. They're renting from an individual.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, this definitely gets a fuck yeah.
Definitely.
Right. Normies, go watch it.
Go watch
There's not a lot of gore, so.
Yeah, and watch
it's just chills and thrills, bro.
Yeah, we recommend it. It's on Netflix. I mean, just if we're rummaging through the shit for you, so, you know, already.
For you, Avery.
Yeah.
For you.
Who's Avery?
He's a friend of mine from high school. He told me at the Halloween party I went to on Saturday that he listens to every episode.
Really?
Yeah.
Whoa. Cool. Thanks, dude.
So I think I'll just start, I'll address him in specific instead of just saying, hello, listener friend.
Hello, listeners.
No, just listener.
Hello, listener.
Actually, no. On SoundCloud, we've had 107 listens in total.
What?
Yeah.
Wow, that's amazing.
And Stitcher still hasn't updated our fucking feed, and I've emailed them twice, so I'm probably going to email them again after this, because I'd really appreciate it if our Halloween episode actually went up by Halloween, but it's too fucking late for that. Fuck you, Stitcher.
Right.
Oh, and the iTunes link that you sent to your Facebook group got, like, 100 clicks. So.
Dang.
Sweet. I mean, it was already around, like, 19 or 20 by the time you posted it, but that's still, like, 80 clicks it got.
Yeah, the rules.
All so, right. I'm not lying when I say we're doing pretty okay.
We're coming up, you guys. Anyway, all right.
This time in 5 years, we're going to have at least one subscriber.
Please subscribe, people. Come on. Jeez, give us some love.
Please.
Anyway.
We want to quit our jobs and just do this.
Just do this and write scary novels.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Outro us.
Outro. Bitch. Real Horror Show was created by Sam Odie and Stormy Skies and is directed by Sam Odie. Let's see. What did we learn?
Don't be a bitch to your landlord.
Yeah, don't be a bitch. Don't be so judgmental because you never know if they will tie you up in the basement of your own home. Just don't know. You just don't know.
And don't cheat on your wife with someone you work with.
Yeah,
just
your
do
assistant.
It with a stranger.
Yeah, do it with a stranger. Or if you don't love your wife, maybe you should get a divorce. Okay.
Yeah.
Hello. Like what you hear? You can find Real Horror Show on SoundCloud, Stitcher, and iTunes. Really, really like what you hear? Follow us on Twitter at horrorshow_pod or search for Real Horror Show on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook at Real Horror Show. Like our page and share our stuff. We also have a website that all of our written reviews and podcasts can be found, realhorrorshow.com. Want to interact with us? Want to make sure we're real humans and not space vampires? Comment on our website or email us at realhorrorshowpodcast@gmail.com. Want to argue with us about something, or think you have a really great horror movie review that you're dying to share with two random strangers from the internet? Leave us a comment and let us know. Or check out the contribute page on our website and follow the rubric before sending us anything. If it's not done according to the rubric, it will be disregarded. Sorry, not sorry. We post written reviews as much as we can, okay? Keep your eyes open for the next written review. I really want to write one.
Feel like it.
I know, I really want to do The Babysitter on Netflix.
Yeah, do it up,
bro. It's the new, like, horror comedy by McGee.
Yeah, do it up, bro.
Cool. It's a doozy. It'll come up soon, okay? Any other pertinent news?
I really hope I get a job.
Me too.
I interviewed for one yesterday, and I don't want to, like, say it went well, because then I'll get excited at thinking I might have actually got it, and then I'll get an email saying they went with someone else, and then just be depressed for a week.
Where was it at?
It's with a company that makes, like, audio equipment.
Oh, cool.
For, like, intercom systems, and it would be a brand new position.
Nice.
It's a content writing position, so something I'm actually really good at.
Yeah.
And we got along really well in the interview. They liked my writing samples. They seem really nice, and I would enjoy working for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't want to, like, get too excited thinking it actually went super well and that they're actually considering me, because every time I do that, I don't get the job and I get super depressed. So it's best to just be mellow about it.
I understand. Well, I hope you get it.
Me too.
I hope one of us gets a job. Like, geez.
We need to, like, upgrade our fucking SoundCloud account so we don't have these stupid audio limits.
Right. All right. Well, that's all.
You gotta go soon.
Yeah, well, that's all the news I have. So thank you, fuck off, and have a swell evening. Yes?
Yep.
All right. Until next time.
Bye. Bye.